Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Aaron Gurnis. Our guest today is Pat Schrod, member of the Red Rock Arts Alliance, and we'll be discussing the upcoming Autumn Studio Tour that's happening this weekend. Well, thanks for joining us today, Pat.
Hey, I'm very pleased to be here. Thank you, Aaron.
And this upcoming weekend is the 5th annual Red Rock Arts Alliance Self-Guided Autumn Studio Tour.
Absolutely correct. Yes, it is. It's a biggie.
It's a biggie, and it's got a lot of cool opportunities to see art that you don't usually see. You know, you don't usually get the opportunity to see people displaying some of these skills and these crafts that they're displaying.
That's correct. We have we have ceramics, we have watercolor, rug braiding, mixed media, paper art, blacksmithing, photography, sculpture, as well as metalsmith, actual jewelry type design. So wood carving, there's lots of great things available for people to see.
And the great part about this too is that it's a free opportunity. You can go and you can take the time and stop at where you want to go during the 10 to 5 Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. Take the time and stop where you want to go, and actually it's a self-guided tour. You take your own time and go on your own pace.
That's correct. And you can go to what sites you wish to go. And the artists will be there. They'll be doing something on a piece of art. They will be available to talk to you and very willing and happy to talk to you. They will have their artwork displayed. In many cases, you can purchase artwork or you can commission something if you want. In some cases, a couple people are offering lessons, so that if you were interested in a certain particular art, you might be able to sign up for lessons, and that would be fun to do.
Yeah, and you guys have been doing this for 5 years now. What's the reception you feel that you've gotten from the communities of Knoxville and Pella and the rest of Marion County as you've done this?
We feel that the people are beginning more now to understand what it is, to know that it exists, and to go out and see the different places. So I think we've had more population visitors, should I say, to different places. This time we have the Art 101 in Knoxville available. We have the Peace Tree will be hosting an artist, but also they'll have tours available if you wish to see a tour of the brewery. So also the Pella Art Center will be available, and we have a well-known artist there, Michael Craycraft. He does painting, and he will be there also. He's their featured artist at this time, and he has very good work, very excellent work.
We talk about the growing popularity with people, but also this is a really cool chance for artists to show off their artwork that they may not necessarily get a chance to display that often.
Oh, that's very true, because the artists, although they paint or they sculpt or they carve for themselves, they also like to display their work, and they also, in some cases, they don't want to sell some of their things, but some of the things they do want to sell. I do know that I in the past have gone around with the idea of, okay, I have to get these Christmas gifts for these people who are hard to buy for. And you can find the one-of-a-kind things, and many of them are very reasonable. And they're very well received when I've given them away. They've been delighted. The recipient has been absolutely delighted to have this from a, quote, Iowa artist. So that's something that people may think of. Take your checkbook.
When you approach artists, when you guys at the Arts Alliance approach artists to see if they're interested in doing this self-guided tour, has it become easier over the past 5 years? Do they see it as more of an opportunity?
Oh, yes. And they understand what it is now. Many, and in fact, Northwest Iowa, as well as Wisconsin, they're well known for artist tours like this. But in this area, we don't have one that's of this nature. So it was hard to get people to understand exactly what this is. But it's free, and it's, you know, you go where you want to go. We have a map. It's on the redrockartsalliance.org website. We have brochures sitting around in varying places, such as the libraries in Pella and Knoxville, the chambers, some of the stores. So there are lots of opportunities. You could even go to one of the artists and they'll have our brochures for you to pick up and find the rest of them. And speaking of that, we do have a little problem this year, and that is the fact that the dam is closed from between Knoxville and Pella. So that's the route that we had outlined for people to take to get from place to place. Also, we have two artists who are involved in that, and they're close to the dam. They live close to the dam. So that you can find on the website. You can also find we have a special map that we drew up, and you can find that on the website. And we'll have some paper copies at the artists' sites so that if you didn't get one, you can pick one up and it'll show you. And these two sites that are involved are number 7, which is Jill Edwards. And on that one, to get to that one, you would take Highway G46 from T15. You turn north and on 198th Place. And then you turn left on Johnson and you follow the signs. That one's rather not too difficult to do. To get to number 8, which is Karen Spencer's, you would go to Idaho Drive on the other side of the dam. At the convenience store, you'd turn southwest onto 198th Place toward Howell Station and follow the signs to number 8 on the right side of the road. And we'll try and have more signs, especially for those two sites, for people to be able to find them, because both of them have outstanding work and they have their own studios and it's fun to see. And they have wonderful displays.
And this is actually a good opportunity to kind of discuss a little bit about what the Red Rock Arts Alliance does also. This is kind of a big main stage event, but you guys are involved in the community throughout the year hosting events.
In the last couple of years, we have partnered with the school system to host the Midwest Arts Tour, and where we had different artists from the different countries come in. They came into the schools. They spent a week in the schools with the kids. These were semi-professional people from Israel and Canada, and they're groups of professional singers, musicians, and they then had a public performance that we also hosted. So we worked with the school system to do that. We had one in the fall and one in the spring in the last 2 years. And just recently, we partnered with Kiwanis to sponsor the a cappella group who won second nationally last year on TV, Street Corner Symphony. And we hosted them here in Knoxville. And that was a lot of fun. So we do that kind of thing, and we help other artists events like the Watercolor Society when they have events or that type of thing.
Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Well, I just wanted to tell people that we're going to have a beautiful weekend and certainly go out and talk to these artists. It's quite surprising because we have people who are selling in Minneapolis. We have people who are selling at Styx in Des Moines. We have a lady who was born in Japan and came here and studied at Central, and she's just delightful, and her paintings are beautiful. We have people who teach actual silver making for jewelry. So we have lots of people and everyone on this this tour is special in their own way. I think we have very quality artists in our area, and it's good for people to educate themselves and see what we have.
All right, well, thanks for joining us today, Pat.
All right, thank you, Aaron. I enjoyed it.
Thanks to Pat Schrod, our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.